Today, I'm joined by Kevin Ford, Head of Traceability at Osprey, and Julie Gange, Team Leader, Industry Policy at Federated Farmers. Kevin and Julie are co-sponsors of the new proposed NAIT standard, Registration of Entities Trading in NAIT Animals. Kia ora, Kevin and Julie. Tell me about this standard. Why has it been developed, and what do you think it will achieve?
I'll start from a Federated Farmers perspective. The beginning of our journey started in 2018. At our National Council meeting, the Northland Province put up a remit asking to look at regulating stock agents. This remit was driven by an incident where Mycoplasma bovis was brought into Northland because the stock agent didn't disclose that the animals came from an area where the disease was prevalent. Real shortcoming there. At the same time, there was a serious fraud office investigation into the actions of a livestock agent in the South Island. This was nothing to do with Mycoplasma bovis, but still not a great thing for the industry of non-disclosure of information around livestock transactions. So Federated Farmers, first as a meat and wool council, then as a national body, decided we'd look at what could be done to regulate the industry and ensure that disclosure of information for livestock transactions became a requirement. One of the conditions around looking at this was that farmers trading in their own stock shouldn't be captured in any regulation. So roll on a little bit of time, and when Osprey started looking at pulling together a standard, we decided that doubling up on our work when we were both looking at similar issues was just a waste of time and a waste of resource. So we've worked really closely together. We believe we've got the right things in place to get the disclosure of information around livestock transactions without having to regulate the industry. And that's a really good thing.
When you refer to the entities trading in NAIT animals, who exactly are you talking about?
An entity trading in NAIT animals means an individual or an organisation that is regularly engaged as a third party in the sale, gift or exchange of NAIT animals. It includes stock and station agents, livestock brokers, livestock traders, and meat processor procurement representatives.
What will their obligations be under this new standard?
Sam, traders will need to be registered with the NAIT organisation, which includes passing a fit and proper person test and completing an online education module. The fit and proper person test means that traders must act in accordance with the purpose of the NAIT Act and the Biosecurity Act and understand to comply with their obligations under the scheme. They also must not have been convicted of any offences relating to the NAIT Act, the Biosecurity Act, dishonesty, or any animal welfare issues. After registration, entities are required to provide NAIT information to persons in charge of animals, such as the sending or receiving NAIT number and the sub-region of the origin of the animals. If traders fail to provide the information or falsify the information, they will have committed a breach under the standard and may face consequences for that.
There's a proposed education module for individuals to register with NAIT as a third party. Tell me about this module.
Sam, this is actually an area that farmers have questioned on whether the standard is actually putting up barriers and preventing stock agents from easily registering. This is a really easy online module. It's designed to bring stock agents and keep stock agents up to date with what's happening with NAIT. We all know NAIT is moving pretty quickly in some of the changes that it's making. And stock agents, a lot of the time, are the first point of contact or the conduit almost with that information between farmers and NAIT. So who better positioned to pass on information and accurate information than stock agents?
There's also a proposed one-off fee for registrants. Why is that fee there and what does it cover?
The proposed fee of $200 for individuals and $1,500 for corporates will cover NAIT's costs to administer the standard.
This is actually another area, Sam, where farmers have questioned why we'd be putting up barriers and charging stock agents to be part of the standard. I've pointed out to them, because in some ways it's quite obvious, that there is a value in this for the stock agents to be a part of it. And if they're not paying for it, then the farmers are paying for it with their NAIT levy. They shouldn't be the only ones paying. It's as simple as that.
The standard's currently in a consultation period. It ends at the end of this week on Sunday, the 14th of March. Who are you consulting with and what will you do with the feedback you get?
So the consultation is online. It's a simple survey. Anybody affected by the standard, whether it be a farmer, a trader, a stock agent, company, procurement agent should provide feedback. Why? Because the feedback's critical to making sure the standard does what it's meant to do. It achieves the balances needed to keep the compliance simple and straightforward for farmers and the industry, while ensuring that NATE and New Zealand's traceability system is robust and effective.
And what else do you think third-party entities need to know?
One thing the third-party entities and farmers need to know is that there is a complaints process with this. So this standard has tried to balance the needs of both of those parties in any transactions. And I think at this point, we need to acknowledge that the New Zealand Stock and Station Agents Association has created a code of conduct. And I think this standard actually reflects that code of conduct. What this standard does is also has a compliance part of it, which I think is critical in that if somebody doesn't meet the standard or disclosing the information in livestock transactions, there'll be a clear pathway forward where a complaint can be received and investigated.
I understand that there is also a governance panel. Can you explain more about that?
The governance panel is an independent panel set up by the NATE organisation, and its core function is to consider and determine the outcomes of any dispute that arises in respect to the standard. For example, if a trader or a complainant disagreed with the findings of an investigation or what was put in place, there's an avenue for them to take it to an independent panel. We've worked with the industry quite strongly on the development of the standard to ensure that it is balanced and fair, and therefore the orders of the panel are final and binding, even on the NATE organisation. The panel itself consists of 5 members, including stock and station agent representatives, traders, farmers, online platform providers, and a legal practitioner.
Thanks, Kevin. And thank you both for your time today. Kevin and Julie, it's been great talking to you. If you'd like to know more about the proposed standard and complete the consultation survey, please go to ospri.co.nz and search Entities Trading in NATE Animals. There you will find an article with links to the standard and the survey. We really appreciate your feedback.